Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maudenoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who has just told me not to cough, even though I'm still very poorly. He said, I wouldn't want to be listening to a podcast when someone coughs all the time. So if I cough, I'll just do it away from the microphone.
I think that's more than acceptable. Yes, I wouldn't. Guys, everyone listening now, you would not like a podcast where someone just coughs in at the microphone. You're on your morning commute and someone's just hockling directly in your ears.
I beg to differ. Somebody would pay to listen to that. They would.
Yes, yes. But this podcast's quite mainstream and I think what you've just described there is quite niche. So if you want to go from 8 million downloads to one download by some random pervert who's probably got toenails in his wallet, then fair enough.
Listen,
start your little cough cast.
If you want to hear...
Oh, God. Oh, heavens above. Heavens above.
If you want to listen to my cough cast, I'll probably have this cold for another week.
You've had it forever.
It's been, hasn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Hasn't it?
I've been away like over a week working and I come back and you still got it.
Am I dying?
And when I was here, I was in the spare bed for a week. So you've had it for nearly 2 weeks now.
Right, what's happening? Why am I not getting any better? It's getting worse. Did you hear that? I sound like a dog or a cat when they're going to vomit up the hair.
So, do you mean hairball?
Yes.
The hair ball.
Don't make us laugh, I'll cough.
Oh. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 34. Can you believe
done.
It?
I forgot about 34. That.
34. Mm. And before we continue, this week's sponsor is white t-shirts. Hey.
Ridiculous.
You want to wear a white t-shirt once and then wash it and it goes grey? Get yourself a white t-shirt. Eh? You want yellow armpits on your white t-shirt? Get yourself a white t-shirt. Pointless. Shouldn't sell them. Hey, want a t-shirt that can get absolutely ruined by literally anything that touches it? Get yourself a white t-shirt.
Hang on. If you're slagging off white t-shirts, why do you own so many of them?
That I sleep in them all now. I always forget. Hey, want to forget how dirty they can get so quickly and that they wash terribly? Get yourself a white t-shirt. Forget. Wear them for bed. That's all I do.
I can't be trusted to wear white.
You can't, can you? You spill it all over yourself.
Nope.
White t-shirts.
Are you doing
all of the hope, all of the devastation.
None of the glory.
None of the... Yep, there we go. Do it again. All of the... I'm not going to do it again. All of the hope, none of the glory.
None of the glory.
Eh?
White t-shirts.
White t-shirts.
Are you done?
Don't put a black jumper on top of them, because you'll get black fluff all over them. Your white t-shirt, won't you? You know you will. Got it, don't you? You got it. Look at you.
Look
how good you are.
Please, if you would like to sponsor the podcast, seriously,
nope.
Get in touch, shagmaradinoid@gmail.com.
Nope. White t-shirts.
Here's the jingle. White t-shirts.
Stop slagging off the sponsors.
You've had 3 weeks to think of that.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. Gone. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's Coughcast.
That's not cool.
With me, Rosie.
That's not cool. That's not cool at all. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, you absolute legends. It's lovely to have you back. It's lovely to be back. Hey, I've been away, like, for a while, haven't I? This is... What we're about to do now will be the longest conversation we've had in a fortnight.
It's actually a little bit sad.
It really is, isn't it, to be fair?
We obviously are a real married couple, fully blown real married couple. Chris has been on Strictly, so I've hardly seen him at all.
Still on?
Still on Strictly.
Yeah.
You're doing very well. We'll talk about that in a minute. And we haven't seen each other, and this is the first face-to-face contact that we've had without a toddler.
Yeah.
And we're doing it on here.
Exactly.
So is there anything we need to really catch up on that?
I don't know, because I literally just went up and pumped to bed. Mm. So I got in from training tonight and I saw him. And then I just pumped to bed. Had myself a little cheeky little power nap while I was putting him to bed. Hey, anyone out there listening, when you've got a toddler or like a child that you're going, that we sort of put him to bed, read him a story, and we just sort of lie there with him till he nods off, and then we just skulk out the room. It can really throw my night into disrepute.
Well, because you let yourself fall asleep. You cannot let yourself fall asleep.
I just woke myself up snoring in his room. Like, I woke myself up by me snoring.
It's not good, because that makes you...
Thankfully, I feel all right. Like, I feel okay at the minute. Rosie, I had a nap yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, Sunday in the hotel, I had a nap. I woke up, no, don't be jealous. Because I'd be, honestly, all day I was like, oh, I had a couple of glasses of wine at lunch, right, with my mum and dad. And I was like, oh, I could have myself a little nap tonight. I bet you I could have a nap this afternoon. Went to sleep at 4, woke up at 5:30. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, Chris, you've chose the worst nap time.
I know.
What you're doing?
I'm not good at napping, man. I wake up and I just, it's like I'm being born. Like, I'm like crying and like kicking about and I don't know what anything is and I'm like confused and scared.
That's a terrible
nap time. You know,
in
the Matrix, when they bring him out of the Matrix and he's just like bald and all the pipes come out of him and that, and he's just like, why do my eyes hurt? You've never used them before. I'm just out of a nap. I don't know what the fuck's happening. It's absolutely minging. I was sad. I went to the toilet and I was gutted looking in the mirror. Honestly, I can't nap. Some people can nap and then wake up and they're just like, boom, straight on it. Although, to be fair, just there, that little 5-minute power nap I had in Robin's bed was pretty cool.
Well, no, you shouldn't be doing that, because that's just before, like, you're going to be going to bed in an hour or so.
Yeah.
Two hours.
Hey, Mom, I go to bed when I want, right? Am I still all night?
You go to bed when I tell you, son.
My friends are coming around, right? And we've just formed a band and we're going to practice all night and there's nothing you can do about it.
Listen, shut the garage door. You'll be fine. That is so American, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember watching American programs when you were a kid and just being like, oh, why don't we practice with guitars in the garage?
Hey, are you stupid with me, Toast? We used to have a little band.
Oh, is that when they were all getting off with each other?
Yeah. No, that was it was a different garage. There was a lot less talent going on in that garage. If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to go back and listen to some. I can't even remember what episode it's on, but it's the story of the saddest night of my life.
Oh, bless your heart, man. Tragic times.
Yeah. What have you been up to this week then?
Just work, like my kind of work stuff,
because
I don't really have a proper job. I do have not a normal job.
Got a couple of jobs now.
I've got a few jobs, mate. Mm-hmm. Hey, I tell you what, I'm like
bloody Del Boy.
I am Mrs. Del Boy.
Van full of stuff to flog.
Oh, my jobs. I'm having a lovely old time. Just loads of stuff, but it's not like any job I've ever had in my whole life. It's really strange, and I'm my own boss, so it's a bit frightening.
Yeah.
But it's exciting.
But didn't you, I saw on your Instagram, didn't you, you had something planned for tomorrow and you procrastinated and didn't learn any of the script and then it got
cancelled. And then it got cancelled, so I was like, thank the Lord.
So good. There's nothing worse than rehearsing or learning something or doing all of the work for something and then can you remember when you were at school and you would do the homework and you'd come in and the teacher would extend the time for the homework? Did you ever have that?
I'm going to be honest with you.
You never did the homework.
I never did my homework.
There was times, I wasn't a model student, right, but I was quite clever at school. There was times when I would do the homework and I'd speak to all my friends on the way to school and I'd go, did you do the homework? They'd go, oh no, we didn't do it. And so many of them hadn't done it that the teacher would go, right, we'll just bring it tomorrow instead. And I'd be raging. Like, I'd have stood up on the table and went, I demand everyone here is punished because I've done it. But I didn't have enough friends anyway.
We would not have got on at school. But do you know what? Listen, sorry about that. Look, I'm going to get a bit serious here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like to get serious all the time. I was terrified of homework.
Were you?
Yeah, genuinely. Don't get me wrong. I think it's good in moderation, but I wasn't massively academic. I scraped through school. I did okay and I stayed in the right classes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I used to just get so scared of homework because I just really struggled.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I really struggled with it, and I'm not very good at concentrating. am a bit flighty, and just doing it at home in a home environment, I didn't like it at all.
Well, you had brother and sister as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember, right, when I was at school and I was trying to do homework, I had friends who would do it on Friday night. Bastards. They'd do the homework on Friday night and they'd have the full weekend. Because their parents would be like, look, get the homework out of the way, do it on Friday night and you've got your full weekend. I'll never forget it, right? I get a really weird feeling when I think about it. I would be trying to do my homework on a Sunday afternoon, right? Mm. And my dad would be watching, like, shite on the telly.
What was
like,
a heartbeat?
Heartbeat or Heartbeat. Antiques Roadshow or just some wildlife documentaries or something. And because I had homework to do, what he was watching was suddenly the most interesting shit. It was suddenly the most interesting thing. I thought, oh God, what are them penguins do, Dad? The blokes look after that. That's interesting, Dad. Get your homework done, you little twat. Honestly, I was just fixated on whatever he was watching. And now sometimes, genuinely, you know how I've got that thing, how my favourite, God, I don't know if this is going to even make sense, but my favourite thing is to be lying on the sofa watching Simpsons while someone's pottering on in the kitchen for some reason. That's my favourite thing.
Me usually pottering on.
Yeah, I want you to put in my perfect night in is me lying on the sofa watching The Simpsons and Rosie pottering on in the kitchen.
You want me to just be like making bread or something?
Yeah, just cooking or baking or something, or cleaning something, but really quietly. But sometimes on a Sunday afternoon, I'll be like, oh, I've got a Sunday afternoon, and I'll sit and I'm like, there's nothing, and there's like 10 times more channels now, maybe 100 times more channels. And I was like, and now there's just nothing on.
Oh, there's still nothing on.
It was four channels and it was rubbish and I was just buzzing because I just didn't want to do my homework. Didn't want to do it.
No, I used to just cry because it would be Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I'd get upset. My mum and dad would be like, why are you upset? I'd be like, because I haven't done my homework. And I'd be like, but why haven't you? I'd be like, because I was playing out and I was just...
There was a teacher.
Snogging people.
There was a teacher at school snogging people in a garage. Class. Always. Classy. There was a teacher who used to full on bully me, right? He was an absolute pillar. I'm not going to say his name because I slagged him off on Twitter once and he tried to get a lawyer. Loser.
Oh, yeah.
loser. So I remember one time there was some kind of weird thing where we all went to our lessons and then we all got called back. It was the last day of term. We all went to a lesson. Then we all got called back to our form class for some reason. So we went into his lesson and then his form class came in and they were like, no, sir, we have to come back in. And I stood up and I was like, oh, I said, I was a bit obnoxious. I said something like, oh, nice one. And like, I stood up and he was like, nice one. And he went, right, four sides of lines. Mm. And he gave us like four bits of paper. And he's like, four sides of lines. I will not shout nice one or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And obviously, because I'm an idiot, I went, what's finest, the last day of term? I've got 2 weeks to do them. And he went, I want them in by tonight. And I burst out crying.
Oh,
He knew how to push me buttons.
You should have just went, nice one. Did you ever get detention?
Nah.
Never?
I never got detention.
I once got in detention. Mm. Me and my friends got put on a classroom detention. It was the most random thing. Somebody had a poo outside the classroom. No idea who.
I've got a mouthful of wine. What? Sorry. I need so much. Somebody had a poo outside the classroom.
A human had a poo outside the classroom.
On the floor?
On the floor. And our class were all crowded around it, laughing with heads off.
All crowded around it?
Just like, do you know what I mean? And then for some reason, it escalated and the whole class got put on detention. And you know when you're like, why have I been put on detention when somebody's had a shit on the floor and it wasn't me and I was just laughing?
100% agree.
But can I tell you...
If you are stupid enough to stand around and point at a human turd and laugh your head off, you deserve detention.
Can I tell you what they did?
What?
I remember one of the teachers just came along with in the olden days. Well, it wasn't even that long ago when I was at school. Actually, God, it was. But you know when they had them red buckets with like fire wrote on?
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to have like sand in or something.
Shut up, man. They poured sand on it.
No, they just put one of them buckets on top of the shed in the middle of the corridor.
Trapped it.
Just kind of put it on top because I think they were like, what is the protocol for human turd?
Wow.
I know. I got put in detention for that.
Wow.
So, good times.
What did you wipe your ass with?
What do you mean? I didn't do it.
You did, man. Come on. No one up right now. Come on. What did you wipe your bum with?
I didn't do it. I promise you. There's only one time I pooed myself at school and I don't want to talk about it.
You've got to now. Podcast rules.
I did. And my mum was horrified because I was only young.
Yeah.
And, but not as young as what you might think. And she said that I came home from school and she was making tea and she was just like, she could smell something. And she checked everyone's feet. Like, we didn't have, she checked everyone's shoes. And she was like, what is that smell? And she said it was about an hour later and she stood next to me. And I stuck up shit. And she, like, opened my skirt and my tights and that, and my knickers. And she said there was just, like, a dry cow pat in my knickers.
Oh, my God, Rosie.
And I just hadn't, left it in there.
God.
But it turns out
that... Well, you know what it is? I don't blame you, because them GCSEs can be stressful.
I was just that kid. I just didn't really care. I didn't care. And I just like...
I shat myself. I didn't care.
I didn't...
How busy are you? How busy was your schedule as a school kid that you shat yourself? Came home... Time for your mum to realise in an hour. So for you to come home
I was only a kid. I was probably about five or six.
From you to come home from school, right, and then to be lingering around for long enough for your mum to smell it, then to check everyone's shoes, and then for your mum to then wait an hour later, and then the Fresh Prince must have been on by then.
Probably. She said it was like a dry cow pat.
That's horrendous.
And I was just like...
Not surprised.
I was a kid. So that's what I've been up to, and had nothing to do with what I've been up to, really. But what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, a little service announcement. I mean, I should have put this as the sponsor, really. But my tour has just been extended. I need you all to know that.
I know. Why don't you like being home anymore?
Because someone keeps shitting themselves around the house.
Robin is currently just learning.
So the tour has been extended in the autumn of 2020. Manchester's been added. Dublin's been added. Another London date. Loads more places. Go on my website, chrishamseycomedy.com/gigs to get it. Rosie will not be there. Hallelujah. Just me and Carl Hutchinson. So
that'll
be nice.
That's what you think. That's what you think, babes, don't you?
Hey, if I could take you and Robin with us, I would. But I can't.
I've got stuff on, man. I'd love some new sofas. So if this sells out, we are quids.
No sofas. We're not getting any sofas.
You know I want to change one of the sofas.
Oh, I'm sick of it. But this week I've been Charlestoning, haven't I?
You bloody have.
Doing me bloody Charleston. What a roller coaster of emotion that show is. Honestly.
I know. And, I mean, you're in it and I get it. I'm bloody done in from it. And I'm not even in the bugger.
Hey, it's crazy. So I got hammered by the judges first week. And then... But I thought I was doing all right. That cha-cha that I did. The cha-cha-cha.
I mean, it was all... Chris.
It was okay.
Come on. But We've talked about this. Yeah, you're not a dancer.
But I have no frame of reference for what it was like. Like, I don't know if it's good or not because I don't know what it. I don't know what dancing is.
Yeah, but you don't want them to bullshit you.
Exactly.
It's
I didn't want them
bullshit
to bullshit
come dancing.
No. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't sit there and go, that was really good.
Yeah, exactly.
You've really tried hard.
Yeah.
Because that would be ridiculous because then it wouldn't be a competition because they'd just say everyone was good. So they've got to be honest.
Of course. But I've turned it up this week. Did me Charleston.
You did.
That was
turned.
I've never sweated like anything in my life than doing that dance. The amount of sweat. I was going through a couple of t-shirts a day.
Yeah, it's intense. It's
unbelievable.
I tried to tell you this.
All of you. No, but like the first week wasn't that bad, but that Charleston's unbelievable, man. Every single thing in your body is moving and every single part of the dance. Mm-hmm. Done me shoulder in, done me side in, me bum. Didn't know you could hurt your bum. Hurt me bum.
Got muscles in your bum. Yeah? It's not something you move very often.
I don't move my bum very often, no. But that was all good. But I'm worried. I'm worried that I'm going to drop back down this week.
Why? Because it's hard. What are you doing?
American Smooth Foxtrot to Heaven. We're
I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
Oh, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, dance with me.
So hard. I watched Fred Astaire. I watched some clips of Fred Astaire.
Yeah. Oh, you can't be using him as like a reference.
So good. Well, that's who I'm playing in the movie Top Hat. So I'm playing Fred Astaire and Karen playing Ginger Rogers or whatever. Obviously, Karen can play Ginger Rogers standing on her head because she's fantastic.
I know. I still feel sorry for them professional dancers.
The dancers when they're just dancing with the other pros.
Bless them.
It's ridiculous.
But it's like, do you know how I just sang there and you joined in?
Yeah.
You can't sing.
No. Nah.
And that was, that upset me. Whenever you join in singing,
thank
I'm like,
very
mate,
much. Thank you.
But that must be what's like for them every week. The fact that they're keeping it straight, they're like just keeping happy in that is good on them. Listen.
Fair play to the pros. All the pros on that show. Round well of done. Pros. There's points, Rosie, where me and Karen are training, right? And I'll do a bit and she goes, yeah, excellent, perfect. That was perfect. And I think, was it perfect? What I just did there, that thing I just did there.
Wasn't perfect.
Clomping along the floor with sweat all over us, uncoordinated, losing me balance. Karen, was that perfect? Was it? I mean, so lovely.
Perfect for you.
For me, yeah.
Perfect for a beginner.
Yeah. In her head, she's probably saying, for a fucking idiot.
Yeah, so well, everything, yes, exactly.
Like, absolutely perfect.
For a fucking idiot. For a fucking elephant.
Chris, you nailed that. For a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's probably what she's doing silently in her head. And do you know what? I don't blame her.
No, me neither. But are you still enjoying it?
Do you know what? I am. I really am. And I've got to be honest with you. Whenever I spoke to anyone who'd done the show, you're like me. We're both sceptical of stuff.
Mm.
And whenever I spoke to anyone, Greg Rutherford, Simon Rimmer, everyone who'd done it who I knew, and they were like, oh, it's amazing. I was like, is it? Is it amazing?
Mm.
Or are you just buzzing that you were on a big show?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is. When you're in it, it's a bubble. It's a little bubble and you're in it. And you're standing on the... Honestly, when you're standing on them stairs and they're ready to see who's gone through or not, it's one of the most nerve-wracking things I've ever had to do.
Yeah, no, like, I can imagine.
Obviously, in reality, it's not up there with when I was standing outside the delivery ward wondering if, you know, the C-section had gone well and you were, and Robin was going to, you know, be born.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on that level. But in the moment, it feels like it is because you're just in this bubble and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's when a big competition.
When we got our names called, if you watch the results show again, if you got it on iPlayer, right? We get our names called and we go, ah, and we like hug each other, me and Karen, and we go, ah, and then the camera goes off to someone else and you hear all the crowd, they die down from cheering and they go, oh, really quickly. And they never edited it out. It's because she fell down the stairs because I was pushing her so much down.
No way.
Yeah, because I was jumping around.
Chris.
And we're on a step. And she fell down the stairs and she like fell backwards and grabbed onto the banister and I like picked her back up and everyone was just like, what a dick.
So was she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. I pulled her back up, but to be fair, she's solid. She's a solid ball of muscle. I'd worry about the stairs if I was you. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What? Oh. Every time.
Oh, you get excited, don't you?
But no, it's fine. We've got a jingle. It's a good jingle.
It's a very good jingle.
Let's play this jingle.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritate.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. Ladies first, as always, love of my life. What's your beef?
So this is a bit hard because you've been away for a while and we haven't seen each other. And I have genuinely missed you.
Oh,
and I know you've missed us.
I've missed you loads.
But to be honest, when you come back, you are a nightmare.
Really?
Just everything. You notice everything. Like four things you've said already.
Yeah.
Why is the doorbell blue?
Yeah.
Why is that scooter outside?
Yeah.
Why is that door open?
Yeah.
And why is that plant pot over there?
Yeah.
What
plant pot?
Why do you need to know?
Eh?
Why do you need to know? Everything.
Well, I just like
constantly.
I like to see what's been going on in my domain when I get back. See, what all
but everything is fine here. Everything is fine.
Not fine.
You don't need to know.
Not fine because the doorbell's blue. I don't know why I don't know why the light.
But why does that matter?
Because I wonder what happened.
I really hate it how you come back and you just question everything.
Okay.
Puts me on edge.
Okay.
Gaslighting. It's gaslighting
really,
again.
Gaslighting again.
All you're doing to us.
Yeah. But my scooter's outside in the rain. Are you just upset that I'm faster than you on my scooter and you're trying to rust the bearings on the wheels?
No, I just find it annoying. Like, I didn't notice that was outside.
Okay.
And I find it irritates that you just come home and whinge.
Right, okay. Sorry.
You go away, I miss you, you come home, you just notice things that aren't the same as when you left.
Running me finger along shelves and looking at the dust on me
finger. It's not far off that, babe. It's not far off that. And it's really upsetting.
I know. I do get in my own head a bit and I'm like, what's everything's changed? And I need to say to myself, well, of course everything's changed.
You haven't been here?
I've been away a week and a bit and she's been here just with her in the bin. So I do get it.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't think you'd.
No, I do. No, I'm going to concede on that one. I do get it. I shouldn't.
Did you stop doing it?
Yeah, we stopped leaving my scooter outside in the pissing down rain.
I don't give a shit about your scooter. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. Just some things, though, I can't get away with. Like, when I've been away for a while and I come back and some things are different.
Like what?
Well, still, earlier on in the kitchen, there was a weird smell. I check your knickers. You chat yourself. No, I am sorry. I am sorry. I'll try and work on that.
Good. Well, that was a nice beef.
That was good.
What's your beef with me?
Rosie, I'm really sorry. My beef with you this week. It's your fucking cough. I'm sick of it.
What are you talking about?
It's so loud. You've got the loudest cough in the world.
Oh.
And do you know what you've been doing to us all week? Coughing directly down the fucking phone into me ears. And I, honestly, I've lost count of the amount of times I have to just whip the phone away from my ear.
It's
and
cough,
point it in the
it's
room.
Cough call.
It's honestly, I've known nothing. You, I don't, I've told you this before, right? I don't know if it's because you're a singer. I don't know if it's because you can project your voice really loud, but your cough hits a fucking note somehow and it just penetrates the inside of my brain. And it's horrendous. Do you know what I'm really happy about? You're not coughing into the mic, which is so good for our listeners. But and I've got these headphones on, so it's shielding me from this. So it hasn't bothered us that much during the podcast. But you're just like, you get ready and you go, and you like breathe in and your tongue comes out and makes a U-shape.
It does not come out. That sounds awful.
Your tongue comes out and makes a U-shape like a five-year-old coughing, right? And you go like, and you just, there we're gone. There it is. Great.
My tongue, take that back. That sounds like something out of a flipping horror movie.
You know the meme of that cat where the cat's like, and it's like, this is how toddlers cough. That's how you cough. No.
Right. That I'm laughing because you've said that before about me cough. I think it's because I've got a good diaphragm.
It is. It's because you're a good singer and you can hit notes and the cough comes out. It's
I cough like a top
God.
C.
It's horrible. Your cough is horrible. And you've been doing it down the phone to us all week. All week on the phone call, we're just talking, and I just hear like that. And when you do that, I just push the phone away from us, and I outstretch my arm as far as I can. Like a wave, like I'm waving someone off going to war, and I just hold my phone as far away as possible. And I wait for you to stop, and I put it in, and I've bit my tongue, and I haven't said anything when we're away. Because I've done it before when we're away. I've said, stop coughing down the phone, and you've flipped out and put the phone down.
You tell us off for everything. Stop coughing, stop drinking, stop eating, stop talking. Do you know what it is? Don't fucking call us anymore. Don't ring us anymore.
Have some phone etiquette, will you?
No, I haven't got time. You're calling us in between shit that I'm doing. Don't ring us. I don't write that. There you go. They're right. This is the end of the beef. We're having an argument. Don't call me anymore when you're away. Let's just not speak to each other. Right, let's write letters, eh? Let's be pen pals.
All right, let's write letters. But I guarantee you, every letter I get off you, there'll be fucking chocolate smeared on it. There'll be coffee spilt on it. You'll have left
up.
It out in the rain with me scooter.
You're horrible. You are horrible to me.
No! Fucking hate that. Honestly, did you say I want to recoil there? Hate you. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for...
Questions from the public. Public.
Stop coughing.
I know, I'm so... Listen, I genuinely am sorry. I don't want to be that person who just coughs and doesn't realise that they're coughing, because I do know I'm coughing. I just can't help it. And we don't ever want to not give you a podcast, because we love doing it. And, you know, we hope that you like it as well. So I'm so sorry for coughing. Cough, cough.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, both. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Get in.
That's nice, isn't it? That's what they say on the radio.
Oh, just framed your little life there for a thing.
I know.
You.
After the question on this week's podcast about someone hearing their neighbour having sex next door, so that was last week.
Yeah, cool.
I can top this as mine borders on a danger, Shag. We live next door to my in-laws in a semi-detached and our beds are literally opposite sides of the wall.
Horrific.
That's horrible,
mental.
Isn't it?
Why is the people... I will never understand people who move into the same street as their family. I'll never understand it.
I know.
If you're going to move out, move out.
Leave.
Yeah.
It says here, I'm not sure what I'm more terrified of, them hearing us or us hearing them.
Oh.
What do you think is worse?
Hearing them
is worse than them hearing you, surely.
Depends, doesn't it, I suppose. It depends. So if you come in and you have like mad drunken sex, where you're just like going for it and being like ridiculous and like, you know, breaking down boundaries and just going off it and shouting and screaming, then if they hear that and you wake up in the morning and you can't really remember it and they've heard it, that's pretty bad. But if you hear them just doing some creaky bed missionary, then it's not too bad.
Well, put it into your life.
Right.
My mum and dad aren't together anymore. But say my mum and dad were still together.
Uh-huh.
What would you rather, them hear us having sex or you hearing them having sex?
Oh.
Would you rather hear them than them hear us?
I'd probably just be, I think I'd be quite embarrassed if they heard us. That's the thing. It's my embarrassment then. I'd also be embarrassed if we heard them, but I think I would just put some music on or put some headphones in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
My mum and dad only had sex 3 times, so really? you wouldn't really know.
That'll be right then. My mum and dad blatantly used to hear us when we used to go back to my house, me and you, when I used to go back to my mum and dad's.
Oh, do you think?
Ah, they must have done, man. First night I took you back, they must have done. It wasn't until we moved
into
a slightly...
Don't tell everybody we had sex on the first night, like dirty hooligans.
I've known you for years.
It's not the same.
Now that we live in an older house with thicker walls and a little bit bigger, I realise how genuinely small my mum and dad's sort of new build house was.
Yeah, well, I could hear your mum and dad snoring when we stayed over.
Yeah.
So they could play to hear it. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, they heard everything. They heard everything.
Oh.
It's bad, isn't it?
That's not nice, is it?
I feel a bit dirty.
Fun and games.
Something so strange about hearing people having sex, it's like so oppressive. I don't know why. It really, I don't know if it's the prude in us. But I just, when I hear people having sex, I get really angry.
Yeah, do you know, we didn't talk about this, right, last week. I was thinking about it when I listened back and I was like, oh, because we were talking about them upstairs. Do you know, like Love Island and stuff? And do you know, like, in sometimes when people tell you about holidays and that, I could never be in a room with somebody where they're having sex.
Same.
I've never had that friendship group where me mates have just been getting off with somebody in the room.
Yeah.
That does not sit well with me. Are we prudes? Are we prudes?
I think we are prudes. I don't know. Are we just older now? I'm not sure. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Never happened to us when I was younger.
I don't think. No. I think the closest I've been to that is the garage.
The garage kissing. Yeah, probably.
The love bites in the garage. I don't think I've ever been. Did I never tell you about my mate from Manchester?
Oh, no. What?
Who said he had a threesome with his mate and he had to stop.
Why?
So it was him and his mate. I don't know who these people are who are having threesomes. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Too much admin involved in a threesome for me. It's awkward enough having sex with one person and someone else in the mix. I don't know what he's doing. Animals. Anyway, him and his mate were with some girl and they were like, I don't know if it was a threesome or they were just like, I'm so sorry, listeners. Or if they were just like taking turns.
They love it, man.
They were taking turns, but he said that it was his turn and he kind of was having sex with a girl and he looked over and his mate was in the corner just sorting himself out while watching him and the girl, and he was going, go on, Kev, go on, Kev. And he said, I had to stop.
Oh, no.
a little wanking cheerleader in the corner. Oh.
No, that's horrible. He's mate.
A little tossing hype man. Go on, Kev, you can do it.
It's true. That would put you right off, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'd hate that so much. I'd hate it so much.
I know, it doesn't, I've not ever been that, I don't know, so boring. It's not my thing. Yeah. But you know, good on people who it is, you know, everyone's welcome to their own experiences. But am I right for seeing my best mate having sex with somebody?
Yeah, I'm all right for seeing anyone have sex, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone I know, I'm all right for it.
Do they do it in do you know hostels? I've never stayed in a hostel or anything.
Yeah.
We are so sheltered.
Aren't we? I've never stayed in a hostel.
I've never stayed in a hostel, but do they do it in them?
Can I just say, right? Am I a snob? But you know when I speak to someone, I spoke to someone the other day, I don't want to say who it is, but I was speaking to someone the other day, and they were going, oh yeah, I went to Columbia or whatever. Was it Columbia? Somewhere like that.
Sorry.
And they went, oh yeah, and I went, oh yeah. And I was staying in this hostel. And as soon as someone tells us about the holiday, as soon as they say they stay in a hostel, I stop listening.
Why?
I just switch off. I think I'm not interested in this story anymore.
Because they look disgusting.
I'm not interested.
What? I don't understand hostels. Oh, so do you want to be a grown-up and sleep in bunk beds with loads of other grown-ups? No, yeah. I'm all right. Yeah. I did it at Thurston and it was shit when I was 11. Wanted to go home.
Do you want to experience what it's like to be in a boarding school for one night with strangers on holiday?
What? Pissed. In boiling hot, probably no air conditioning.
Hey, don't worry about it though. One of them's going to have an acoustic guitar.
Oh, great. Yeah,
he'll start singing.
Yeah. And you know what? Crack. They'll all have manky, matty, stinky hair on the pillars. Oh, it's not my cup of tea.
Hey, we are boring old twats, me and you, like.
I don't know. I just think.
Honestly, when someone says they're going in a caravan, when someone says they've gone camping,
now don't
says
now
a hostel,
caravans.
No,
I
switch
camping,
off.
I can
I
deal
stop
with
listening.
With hostels,
went away for the weekend. Oh, it was lush. Oh, where'd you go? Like, oh, the caravan. I'm gone. I'm thinking of something else.
I'm sorry. I think caravans are a little bit different to a hostel where it's just loads of people with knee shoes on.
Yeah, with knee shoes on.
In my head.
Oh, you know what it is in the hostels as well? Not just would they have knee shoes on, the bottoms of their feet will be scruffy off walking around barefoot in the hostel.
Yeah, of course.
And it'll be that thing where you go into the shower and the shower curtain's wet off someone else's spit and water.
Awful.
Horrible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've watched a lot of documentaries, right?
Yeah.
And they always look disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm worried for them, personally.
Yeah.
But listeners, get in touch if you've stayed in any really nice hostels.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd love to see some pictures.
Please
I'd love
give
to
us
see
some
evidence
stories.
Of this.
Yeah, and give us some horrible hostel stories if you've got some. shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
I think, just to clarify though on that, I think I'm thinking that now as a 33-year-old woman with my own house.
Yeah.
Probably when I was 18, 19, it might not have bothered us as much.
Yeah, it would have still bothered me.
I know it would have still bothered you, but me, I was just getting over shitting myself.
Yeah.
So at that age... You know what, I wouldn't have minded a hostel, but now...
Well, even GCSEs, it happened to your A-levels, didn't it?
Oh, uni. Didn't even go to...
Didn't even do A-levels.
No. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. Hi. So to give you the rundown, there are three of us in our office. Two of them are epic ofs, but we have one colleague, naming no names, who has the most irritating habit. She laughs after everything she says. It would be okay if she was funny, but she basically says good morning, then laughs. It is constant, all day, every day. That sounds awful, doesn't
Once
it?
Once you notice something like that, that's it.
So what that's is she it. Like? She's like, morning.
Yeah.
Have you had a good day?
Yeah, it'll be that.
Did you watch? Did you watch the telly last
night? Did you watch the Michael Jackson documentary? You're laughing at that for, you pervert.
Oh, I found it a bit upsetting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think in her defence, and I'm going to have to jump to her defence here, I think it's a nerves
thing. You don't
know her. I know, but I automatically feel sorry for her and I'm irritated by her at the same time.
I know.
I don't even know this woman. I've already got a very complex relationship with her.
It's definitely a nerves thing.
It must be a nerves thing, especially if you've just said there on your email that two of the people in the office are epic and one of them isn't. So you and this other person are quite tight. So this other person who giggles all the time is probably a little bit nervous of your two relationship. Also, three of you in the office... What the hell's going on?
What is this office?
Where do you work?
Don't know.
It must be the smallest.
Really little office.
Three people in an office.
What could that job be? What only needs three people?
Four. I don't know. The,
A little warehouse?
The Cadbury's complaints department?
But there'd only be one in there. They wouldn't get any. I worked in an office once and there was only four of us in the office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at the Inland Revenue, the day staff used to leave as the night staff came in, and I was the night staff. The night staff was just teenagers and absolute, you know, college students and layabouts. And they used to hide all their stuff and like unplug the phones and that. And we were in like a dumbed down version of their office. And we all used to bring like foot long Subways in and that. And it was essentially, no one did anything.
But the daytime staff used to hide everything.
Hide everything.
Why? Because they didn't trust you.
All the stationery would get hidden. Everything would get put away. And we were doing, again, I've talked about this before. I have no idea what I was doing in that office.
No, I worked there as well. I learned how to touch type at Inland Revenue.
Yeah. No idea what I was doing.
No, me neither. No idea.
They just told us the steps and I did them. Yeah. That was that.
Same. Yeah. I just went for this. A little woman used to come around with a sausage sandwich.
You loved her, didn't you?
And she was my favourite. Still think about her now.
Three people in an office. What could that possibly be? Three people. Two of them are epic and one of them's not. That's devastating. Sad, isn't it? And she laughs after everything.
She's the boss.
No, not she laughs after.
There's another question
everything.
Here. My question is, would you tell her how irritating you find her? Also, what is the worst habit of a colleague you've had to endure?
Would Don't you tell her? You heartless fucker. Would you tell her how irritating you find... No!
Can you imagine?
That's the worst conversation ever.
Excuse me, Susan, but you are extremely irritating.
Oh.
Do you think? Do you think so? Oh, God, bless love her.
Listen,
Don't tell her.
Listen, please, for the love of God, just take it that she might just be a little bit nervous. I mean, I don't know. You might have known each other for ages, and you know, but... I don't know. It might just be something she puts on. It might be a nervous thing. But I understand once you hear something like that, it's impossible to unhear it. God, it's bad.
What's the worst habit of a colleague you've had to endure? Well, I worked somewhere once and somebody, I absolutely loved him as well. He was like such a nice guy, but he had such bad BO that the boss, instead of like, because he really didn't want to tell him because we were all like quite good mates and it was just like, it was so hard. I know.
Yeah.
And he was a student. So I know it was that thing. I know it sounds silly, but it was probably that thing of like, he was away from home.
Yeah.
You know, probably didn't know how to do his washing properly or whatever. He just, it stunk.
Oh.
And so my boss, when I worked there, I was only about 17 when I worked there. He went out one day and he pretended that somebody was giving away deodorant in the shopping centre. And so
no
he came
way.
In and he just gave everyone a bottle of deodorant. He's like, somebody, they've been giving these out.
So he gave everybody, them everyone.
Yeah. So he just pretended that somebody was giving them out.
Wow.
So that everybody got a bottle of deodorant.
And he gave them to
and
everyone.
He gave them to everybody.
Not just him. Not just him. There's free deodorant. That, wow. How many in the office? Because if there was three,
oh, no, it
that's
wasn't,
not a
it
very
was
big
a shop.
If there was three people, that's not a very good gesture.
I know, yeah. There was about five of us, so we had to buy like five sprays of
things.
Wow. And still stunk. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. This, I kind of love it. It's ridiculous, but right. I kind of love it. Okay. In Fireman Sam.
Great.
All the fires are started by that little brat, Norman.
Norman Price.
Yeah. And yet, he has never ended up in trouble for his actions.
Quite right.
Which is true. I saw a theory somewhere once that he was actually Fireman Sam's secret love child and that's why he never gets in trouble.
Wow.
What do you both think?
Well, I'm glad this has come up because I've got a theory about Norman Price as well. Norman Price! I think Norman Price is the hero of that show. Norman Price is...
Why? He's the one who starts the fires.
Yes. And I'll tell you what.
Mum!
We're talking Ponty Pandy here. Right, we're talking a tiny little town, tiny little Welsh village, right, with nothing going on.
Is it called Ponty Pandy?
Ponty Pandy, yeah. We're talking a tiny little Welsh village with nothing going on,
yeah.
Right?
Looks
yet, the fire department have a massive headquarters. They've got a boat, they've got a helicopter, I think they've got a plane, they've got a 4x4 that can go up mountains and stuff, right? Because of Norman Price, yeah? You know when the council...
Keeping them in business.
Yeah, you know when the council don't use all that... At the end of the tax year, the council are always fanning on with the roads a bit more so they use all their money so they get the same money next year.
Oh, they just put unnecessary traffic lights everywhere.
Yeah, so they get the same money next year for the traffic thing, yeah? Same. Norman Price is keeping them in business. He is keeping that fire station running single-handedly.
I think you're right.
He's a fucking hero, Norman Price. A hero.
Yeah. He is the hero next door.
He's the real hero next
door. Norman is the hero next door.
Yeah. Fireman Sam and them, they would have nothing to do. They'd all be fat, overweight, sitting on their arse. They wouldn't even have a calendar.
I genuinely think you're right.
Thank you.
But
so glad this came up.
Why his mum hasn't just given up on that shop? Because I was at the restaurant.
Oh, you
gets
mean...
Gets burned down every other week.
The most racist Italian named character in all of cartoons.
What's her name?
Bella Lasagna.
No,
I swear to God, just call Bella Lasagna.
No.
I swear to God, just call Bella Lasagna. She's the only Italian person in the whole place. It's just called Bella Lasagna.
Isn't she Welsh though?
No, I think she's Italian and shit.
Bella Lasagna.
Absolutely amazing.
That they'll have changed that.
Probably now, but she was definitely called Bella Lizette. Fantastic.
It's beautiful, that, like.
It's one of the best things on TV, Fireman Sam. It's amazing.
It's the new one's horrible, though.
Oh, I don't know why they've changed it. The animation was so nice. And now it's like the sort of little puppets. Now it's just minging.
Long live all the old school stuff.
All right. That's a slogan. Long live all the old school stuff. You fucking gave up halfway through your slogan there, didn't you?
I can't think. Hang on. No, I can't better that. Just long live all the old school stuff. Long live it. May it live for long. Bella Lasagna, we love you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, so just to let you in, everyone, I've got another question, but it mentions poo again.
I don't care, me.
No, Chris, we talked about poo.
Give the people what they want. We talked about poo in the corridor.
Give the people what they want.
And by the people, I mean me.
Do you want to hear this story?
Let's see how bad it is. We can cut it out if it's terrible.
It's actually really good, but it's about why we are never going to win a podcast award.
Yeah, we will.
What, shit, married, annoyed? Hi, Rosie and Chris. It's not a question, but a story that I thought you'd appreciate.
Fantastic.
Probably because it's about shit and they know the level that we're at.
Great.
Me and my boyfriend hadn't been together long and I'd picked him up for a night out and obviously I went home with him. Or where her, her, her.
Boom, boom.
Anyway, we both fell asleep and about 6 a.m. I woke up and he was gone. Confused, I sat up to go and look for him. There was a massive wet patch on the bed and I thought, fuck's sake, he's pissed the bed. Imagine that on a one night stand.
Unbelievable.
That does happen though, doesn't it?
Yeah, and she's still with him now.
Well.
Okay.
Strap your boots, Ramsay.
Okay.
Because that's just the beginning.
Okay.
Little did I know what awaited me when I got up. His bedroom is right next door to the front door. Right, he must sleep downstairs.
Yeah.
Or in a flat. I got up to be greeted by a pile of human shit lying at the front door. I couldn't believe my eyes. I walked through the living room where more piles of human poo followed along the way.
No.
When I got to the bathroom door, I asked if he was okay. I opened the door. He was just sat on the toilet, shitty boxers on the floor, staring at me. Not knowing what to do, I put on the rubber gloves and cleaned it all up and got back into bed. We've never talked about it before.
Shut
and
up.
I don't even know if he remembers. I'm still traumatised by it 2 years later. But needless to say, I love him and we're still together.
What the actual fuck is happening?
Why have they never spoke about this?
That is, I mean, the settling and then the settling.
Like, that's what rabbits do. That's what rabbits do when they've got diarrhoea. They just poo everywhere. He's pooed all the way to the bathroom.
That's unbelievable.
She's seen him and they've never spoke about
it
since.
He was hammered then. He must have been hammered.
I'm guessing, but why not?
And she's
Wouldn't you say?
On the first night, on a one-night stand, not even her house, his house. She's in his house on a one-night stand.
It's not a one-night stand. They hadn't been together long.
Oh, they hadn't been together long.
So, but they hadn't been together long. She went to his house after a night out.
Heavens above. His house after a night out. Got the rubber gloves on, cleaned his own dirt off his own floor.
Went back to bed. Never spoke of it.
Hasn't mentioned it. This guy. Who is this? Who is this legend? Who gets away with that, Scott? Two years later.
Serious question. If I'd just started going out with somebody.
Nah.
And I had seen them poo all the way to the toilet.
Yeah.
Nah. And I'd had to clean it up.
Nah.
I don't think I'd go out with them anymore.
Nah. Well, I wouldn't have cleaned it up.
No. I wouldn't have cleaned it up.
Got back into bed as well.
Just got back into bed.
What the love?
I've
heard of low standards, love, but good lord.
Are you all right?
Jesus.
Do you want a message back in?
Bloke must have a dick like a Pringles tube.
Oh, that's not a good thing. That's not good.
I just meant you could open it and put stuff in it.
Oh, that's nice. I love storage. Storage dick. I'd have stayed with him.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity, Celebrity question.
Celebrity question. And this week, it is one of my best friends in the world, the writer and creator of Heaven, also the writer and creator of Murder on the Blackpool Express and Death on the Tyne, and a new one coming out soon on UK Gold, starring Johnny Vegas and all that. It is the fantastic Mr.
And all that.
I just didn't want to list the whole cast. It is the fantastic stand-up comedian and writer, Mr. Jason Cook.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Jason Cook here. My question for you two is, who out of the two of you has the most annoying friends?
Oh, he's a bastard, isn't he?
That's a good question.
That's a really... he loves a bit of this.
Oh, well...
trying to end the podcast, isn't he?
I know. Who was... well...
I love that. Sorry, can I just... I was just about to go, can we even answer this? And you're now trying to answer it immediately.
I don't know if we can answer it. I don't even know if our friends listen.
I don't think my friends listen. And if well, they do, if they do, we'll let them off with it. If they don't, fuck them.
One of our friends, one of our equal friends, Rachel Fleming, has just started listening. She said to me, I started listening to the podcast. It's quite funny, isn't it?
Brilliant.
I went, yeah.
Brilliant, Rachel.
All right, thanks.
Surprise, 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 motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Wow.
I would obviously say your friends are more interesting than my friends, because my friends are my friends. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Why are my friends ignored?
One of your friends insists on bringing a kid round when we've got Robin looked after by someone. It's our favourite day to come round. It's our favourite day.
Well, I absolutely love Nancy. So I know exactly who you're talking about. I know you're talking about Steph and Nancy.
I'm joking. I've said
I adore
it to
Nancy,
joking,
so I don't
I've
mind
said,
that.
I've said it to her as well for a joke, but I'm joking. What about you?
I don't know. Your friends are all right, actually. I get on with them quite well.
Yeah.
We're all right. We're lucky in the friends department.
We are. I was totally joking about Steph. We are.
Mm. Yeah, whatever. No, because I'm now at an age where I don't have any friends who irritate me.
Yeah, I've got rid of everyone who I don't like.
Get rid of that shit. You don't need that dead weight. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Somebody else will really like them. They'll have other friends. Mm-hmm. But not everyone in this world is meant to get on. Just because you've known someone for a long amount of time doesn't mean that you're meant to be friends and you've got anything in common. So just don't be friends with them anymore.
Yeah, good point. If there's someone in your friendship group who you just think, do I have to invite them? No.
Don't be friends with them. I know. People get so upset and people get so annoyed, but it's like not everyone is meant, there's so many people in the world, not everybody's meant to get on.
Yeah. Fair point. And just because you've known someone since school, it doesn't mean you've got to hang around with them still.
I totally, totally agree.
Yeah.
It's something you learn as you get older, though.
Yeah. Do you know what? Lads who were bloody giving them suckers to them girls in the garage, I haven't supported them for years. We fell out. Just lost contact.
I can't imagine why.
Pitch black in there. I never saw them since that night. Still in there now.
Imagine if they were still in there now. 18 years later.
It's more than 18 years. God, I don't even want to do the maths. It would make us sad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What's your longest friendship?
Probably my friend Lauren. Mm-hmm. We've been friends since I was... Oh, no, no. Angela and Steph.
Yeah?
Definitely Angela and Steph. We've been friends 14. Since I was like 14.
Yeah.
And they are still my very best friends.
Wow.
But we met each other through a hobby.
Right, okay.
When you meet people through a hobby, which is something that you both enjoy,
yeah,
I think that's when you stay friends. Oh, Ashley Little.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Little. I went to school with Ashley Little from being 4 year old.
Yeah.
She's my longest friend.
Got you. Wow.
And my mum.
Pathetic.
And my
dad. You can't see your mum.
And my brother. And my sister. No, and my cousins. Pathetic. And my nana. And my mother.
You can't
and my
see that.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You love a hymn.
Funny enough, your coffin never interrupts your stupid singing, does it?
Mate, do you know why that is?
Why?
Because I'm a professional. And that is it. We have come to the end of another episode. I just want to take this moment to apologise for all of my coughing.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we're editing a lot of it out, but some of it might have had to stay in. So sorry, guys.
I'm so, so sorry. We'll be back next week.
Yes.
With more gossip and hopefully less coughing.
Yeah, hopefully less coughing, because I don't even think I could take it either. Thanks for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, email shagmoudinoid@gmail.com. I'm on Strictly again this week. I'm doing the American Smooth Foxtrot to Top Hat. Please, please vote. Voting's weird for Strictly, right? It's basically right at the end of the show. The voting lines are open for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You can vote online at the end of the show. You can get 3 votes. I want you to use them all on little me and Karen, please. Yeah, watch the show and vote. That would be lovely. And obviously, Me Too has been extended on my website. Fridge freezer for sale. What else have I got to flog? Anyone want to come and clean me wheelie bin? Give us a shout.
Jet, no, honestly. Yeah. That would be lovely. I went and put it out the other day. It stinks.
Really?
All of them do. Even the one that you put the grass in and that stinks.
Well, of course that one stinks. It's earthy, isn't it?
Well, I thought that wouldn't. Well,
smells like poo. It smells like manure. That one. It's the worst. Loads of it gets stuck at the bottom as well. I'm gonna have to go at it with a spade. Oh, jeez.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a lovely day, whatever you're doing. Sorry about this. I'm so sorry about this podcast. Okay, we can't apologize.
This is the best episode ever. Bye.
I guarantee it's not. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.